I've produced several films over the years where I've been able to interact with indigenous communities around the world, and I always enjoy it. The places where we traveled in this film, some were far enough away, island in the middle of the Pacific, an island nation called Kiribati, villages in the Peruvian Andes and elsewhere in Siberia, where, you know, Americans don't show up too frequently. So I found myself, I was a bit of a novelty, which was exciting for me. People, I think, around the world at this point are very savvy when they see someone with a film camera. That's no longer a surprise anywhere on Earth. They understand what you're doing. And I think people in this film were very happy that their message was going to be taken out of their communities and to the larger world.
And what would you say was the greatest challenge in making this film?
You know, making a film about climate change, I discovered, is pretty difficult because climate change is a very complicated issue. It's an issue where you have to understand complications at a local level and complications at a global level and explain them. But the star of this film is also a teenage girl. And believe it or not, that was even more complicated. She's a terrific kid, and we've become friends. But teenagers in general are wild with emotions. And if they don't look right, they don't want to be on camera. And so there was a lot of negotiating back and forth to make the film work and to gain her trust. But in the end, it worked.
What was there first? Was there first the idea of making a film about an anthropologist? Two anthropologists, really? Or did you first want to make a film about climate change?
So I wanted to make a film about climate change, but soon after it occurred to me that through the lens, through the point of view of an anthropologist was really the direction I wanted to go. Because again, when you see a documentary about climate change, you're more often going to learn about endangered animals, the polar bear and the penguin, than you are to see human communities that are already struggling. So I thought that needed to be corrected. And the way to do that was, I felt, to follow an anthropologist in the field who studies just that. So we had to find the right anthropologist, of course, and we found this woman named Susie Crate, who is phenomenal. She's a world expert, not just in the communities where she studies, but of other anthropological field sites around the world. So she really knows her stuff. But the great surprise is that she told us early on she wanted to take her daughter, her teenage daughter, into the field with her. And then it became a movie because, I mean, it's a very serious movie. It's about very serious stuff, but it is a lot of fun. And at times it's hilarious because the relationship between the mother and the daughter, who we follow and film for 5 years, is, it's explosive and it's sweet. And then they fight and they come together and you get to see how these characters grow as well as learn things about the state of the planet.
From your experience, because you've seen quite a lot of communities in the making of this, during the making of this film, what would you say is sort of the key, or what elements are key when it comes to humans dealing with climate change or tackling climate change?
The story is fairly tragic. I mean, I come from the United States. We're having this discussion here in Europe, and the climate is fairly temperate. So we don't really feel the effects, unlike the communities we visited for the films, for the film that live in the climate extremes. They're really feeling it now. The communities also tend to be very poor in the climate extremes, so they don't have the funds to cope necessarily. And if you're as poor as some of these villagers, you also mentally don't have the ability to think ahead too far into the future, which climate change demands of you. What are you going to do in 3 years when this happens? Well, these villagers who live off the land can't think in those terms. They're just trying to think of 3 weeks from now. So it's a real challenge of what needs to be done there. But there is a silver lining as well that I discovered in visiting these various places, that human beings are extremely adaptable. It is a skill that human beings possess and something that makes us unique. We have the ability to force ourselves to see the world differently and to change our behavior, and also to change our behavior in large groups. And that is the one skill that we will need if we're going to combat this successfully.